Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Summertime is a time for transitions and goodbyes, and a lot of goodbyes are very happy. We have summer brides and grooms, and when they have that transition, there's a lot of joy. We think of graduations and all the joys that are associated with that. But in every parting that I've ever been accustomed to, there's always some sadness. You notice that at weddings, a lot of moms cry. Now, I don't know if those are tears of joy because they're getting rid of the kids, but I think part of that is poignancy because they know that life will be very different for them. It's the same with graduations or when we see our children off to school. I know I wasn't crying, but my kid was. You know, there are a lot of tears, and some of them are not joyful tears. When I married, there was a creature, not a human, but a dog in my life. And I've got to tell you about this dog. Her name was Samantha, and she was completely and utterly spoiled. She had three humans who did her every bidding. I was one of them, my sister was another, and a friend of ours named Margaret. And when Linda would come home, my sister, from her late night shift, Samantha would tuck herself into Linda's side, and they were inseparable. Well, Linda was the first to be married. And of course, because Samantha was so much part of her family, she didn't know that she wasn't human. She had a picture taken with Linda in Linda's wedding finery, and the picture was so cute because Samantha was thrilled to be a part of this, and you could see this excited little dog, and she looked so happy. And then my sister disappeared from Samantha's life because she went off and got married. Well, then she had Auntie Margaret and myself. Well, Auntie Margaret used to carry the dog into the local pizza parlor so Samantha could have her slice of pizza. And she would instruct them, make sure that it's not heated so that Samantha would be able to enjoy the pizza. It's a wonder the dog did not die from gout or something else. She also had her own little placemat and things when she'd go to Auntie Margaret's house. Well, Auntie Margaret got married, and again, Samantha was part of the wedding party, and she had her picture taken, but she didn't look as happy. She seemed to know that this might be a change. Well, and then Auntie Margaret disappeared. And so then her last mommy got married a few years later, and I put pictures in Fellowship Hall near the coffee. You can see them. Of course, I said, I have to have a picture of my beloved Samantha. And the poor animal had her head down, and she was completely despondent because she knew that this mommy was going to disappear. And sure enough, I disappeared for a few weeks. And when I returned with my new husband, she never forgave him. She went on hunger strikes when he was around. She did all sorts of antisocial things. They came to a detente for a while because she lived a long time. She was almost 18 when she died. So they had a long time to get to know each other. But even our creatures understand that even when people are so happy and joyful, that there's poignancy in leave-taking. Except for this one. This one broke the mold. It was the leave-taking of Jesus. And it doesn't say, you know, Jesus, we know you're leaving. Let's take one more selfie. Let's have one more group hug. Let's have one more prayer. Please don't leave us. You just showed up and now you're leaving again. It says none of this. Jesus appears to the disciples, and he has to convince them, first of all, that he's real, because they were frightened. They thought he was a ghost. And after he did that, he's speaking to them, and then he takes them out to Bethany. Bethany, as you remember, was the place that was Jesus' favorite. Anytime he needed rest, anytime he needed relaxation, he'd go to Bethany with his disciples, because that was the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, people he loved very dearly. So it doesn't surprise me that he took them to Bethany for his leave-taking. And as they go to Bethany, he opens their minds, he tells them the scriptures, and what's interesting is he's going to leave them behind with the grand task of sending this message, and he doesn't say, you know, you've got to really knuckle down. You all better be focused. You know, a few days ago, you all denied me, you all ran away. There's going to be other challenges, and you can't buckle under every time something goes wrong. He doesn't say any of that. He gets them to Bethany, and what does he do as his very final act? He says he lifted up his hands, and he blessed them. And as he's blessing them, he rises to heaven. And I think, what a wondrous act is that of blessing. Now, you know, blessing is not just patting people on the head and say, bless you, and everything's going to be okay, and you're all, don't worry, be happy. A blessing in those days was a very powerful act. The blessing, when a man was about to die, he'd bless his eldest child. And when he blessed that child, that conferred on the child all his goods, all his worldly goods. It secured that child's future. So blessing was not, I'm leaving, goodbye. It was, I'm going to give you something for your future. Blessing, when we said we bless people on behalf of God, what we're saying is that all the graces of God, all the love of God, everything to sustain us is in our future. When we have a baptism, one of the things we do is we put our hands over the child. So the parents' hands are over the child, and my hand is over the child, and we pronounce the biblical blessing. That's just not nice words to say. We are securing their future in God. It's a powerful thing to confer a blessing. So the first, last thing that Jesus does to this group of misfits, this group that didn't get it, this group that had fallen away from him, is to say, I'm blessing you. And that's what they were left with. And it doesn't say they had tears in their eyes. It said they had indescribable joy. And they walked back to Jerusalem, probably with backs erect. And it said that daily they were in the temple blessing God. And this is what God does for us each and every day. Whether we're in church or not, we are given a blessing. The blessing of God's grace. The blessing of God's mercy. And it is in that blessing that our future is secured. I think when we come to our service of communion, it is God's way of enfolding us in blessing. But it doesn't end there. For you see, when we leave this place, we are agents. We are ambassadors. We are the ones to confer God's blessings to others, people who might never enter the doors of this church. And I have a question for you. When people leave your presence, do they feel the blessing of God? Think of that with each interaction. As I am interacting with you, when I leave you, will you feel God's blessing? Will you know that your future is secure in Jesus? I think of how parents, when they tuck their children into bed at night and they kiss them and they tell them that they love them and ask for God to give them a good night's sleep, that's a blessing. When we confer blessings on the people who are leaving us, some of our kids leave us for college and beyond, we are conferring God's blessings on that. Every Sunday, I confer a blessing. And my hope and prayer is that when you go out into a restaurant and you're chatting with people, by the time you leave, you've conferred a blessing. That's our task in life, is to confer blessing. There's so much sarcasm. There's so much snark in this world to go around the planet several times. Just go on social media and you'll see it. It costs us nothing to give a blessing. Let us use this week with our mouths and with our action to confer the blessing of God the Father Almighty, and those people will in turn bless others. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the blessing that you conferred on those disciples. We thank you for the blessing that you give us each and every day. We thank you for the power of blessing. And we ask, O Lord, that you would help us to be your agents of blessing this week. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.